How was your Valentine's?
Valentine's was fun. I flew with Captain Pete. I gave out ring pops to everybody.
Did you mean to be away from Dave for Valentine's?
I usually am away from Dave on Valentine's Day because he
puts, is that an agreement you guys have?
It's a little bit of an agreement.
Okay.
Because he puts Valentine's stuff in my overnight bag. Oh. So it's kind of fun. So then when I get to my, because like he'll come up, he always takes my bags out to the car for me. I know, how lucky am I? And then sometimes I open them up and there's a little card in there.
Oh.
Or some candy or something.
What does he do? I mean, he does that for you, but what does he?
I left him a card and a ring pop.
Does he put him away before his girlfriend comes over?
I hope so.
I know that's part of the agreement.
The more you know.
Yeah.
All standby passengers, see me at the podium. Your seat is empty.
Non-Rev Lounge is a travel and aviation podcast. Monique, Laura, and Tyler are three friends that work for a major airline as gate agent, flight attendant, and ramp worker. During this podcast, they will discuss using their flight benefits to travel the world, as well as talk about things that happen at work. They have guests on almost every week to share their travels and stories, leaving tips on the best places to travel and things to do. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Non-Rev Lounge. I'm Monique.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Laura.
And we are celebrating C-Series Day. You know what that means?
No, what is a C-Series?
You don't know either? So the C-Series was the 220 that was bought by Airbus.
Oh.
Today is 220.
Okay.
This is my birthday.
So it's Laura's birthday.
It's my birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Does it feel like this has been the longest month in the world, though?
To Dave.
Yeah, we've been celebrating for a few weeks now.
Thank goodness.
As you deserve.
How fun. Thank you.
Because Monique could be like 20 minutes, get it done.
I know. I always, with my birthday being on the 12th, I feel like people are willing to celebrate your birthday until your birthday's passed. And then they're like, okay, your birthday already went. You've had it.
You're so done. Be on the 20th.
Yeah, she gets even longer.
Well, mine's on the 6th. So yeah, that's in and out.
Yeah, yours is on the 6th. Yeah.
So people that, because we had your birthday, we celebrated it early.
Thank goodness. How fun.
So that you could have some time to, your own time now. Because you have a little trip. We're recording before, but you're going on a trip tomorrow.
Uh-huh, with my cartel.
Leading up. Oh, that's who it is?
Yeah, it's with my cartel. It's actually Kevin Kelly's cartel. But yeah, we all bid a Honolulu together.
What are you going to do there? Or do you want to talk about after?
Well, we can talk about it a little bit. Where his husband found a rooftop bar and made reservations for us.
Oh, cool.
And here's the sad part. Our flight filled up. He had to leave 2 days early just to be there.
Oh, for your birthday.
Yeah. So that's nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we're going to talk about the LA thing a little bit later.
Okay. Is this rooftop bar clothing optional?
No, but it is called Hideaway.
Okay.
Anywhere can be clothing optional if you decide to be.
Well, it depends on how long until you get kicked out, though.
Yeah.
I've been flying a lot lately with Captain Pete.
So fun.
He sings all the time.
Are you guys on good standings?
We actually are.
Because you kind of made fun of him on the podcast.
In a nice way.
Okay.
It was a nice way.
So to clarify, he has a song for everything or he sings what he's saying?
He does both, but mostly he has a song for everything. And he knows really old songs and he knows really new songs. He sings like in talent shows and stuff. He's a gregarious kind of man. He's out there and chatty and just a really nice man. And so like I'm a big Captain Pete fan now. I went into the flight deck the other day and I turned my phone on record. It's kind of mean. So I
knowing that he was going to sing.
I knew he was going to say to me.
Do you ever tell him, can I change the station? I want some classic rock now.
No, but I texted Tyler. I said, oh my gosh, guess who I'm flying with? I'm flying with Captain Pete. And he goes, see if he can sing Afternoon Delight. So I got him singing that.
You did? Oh.
Uh-huh. But then after he finished that, then he goes, oh, I got one for you. And I go, you do? Because the first officer's there. So there's three of us in there. And this is what he sang. You can hear the radio in the background.
The air traffic control.
Air traffic control.
That's funny.
I just laugh so hard.
Is that an actual song?
Yeah, it's a real song. And then he pulled it up on YouTube and showed it to me later in the when we were all standing downstairs at the hotel.
He's like, I'm not just being creepy. This is a real song.
No, he didn't. And I heard it again that day, too.
Did you really?
I got to hear it both days.
Oh, from him?
From him, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
every time you fly now?
Pretty much every... He saw me in the terminal. I was ahead of him when we were walking through the terminal, and he started singing that, and I heard it, and I stopped, and I waited for him. I was afraid he'd keep singing if I didn't stop and wait for him.
It would just get louder and louder.
Did you guys see that TSA, that guy in Chicago walking around naked? And then he walks behind he walks up to the TSA guy, you know, at security, and the TSA guy goes, hey, you got to get out of here. And he just keeps walking, and the TSA guy runs away. And so then he turns around the naked guy and stands in the booth, the TSA booth, where he's checking, and starts checking people's. I have a picture of it.
And people were just like accepting that a naked man is.
I have a good picture. You could even see his whoop.
Oh, was he gosh. Another ramper?
Yeah, no. And I think it was Chicago, only because I looked around at the airport and was trying to identify it.
Jeez.
I saw something. I didn't see the whole backstory, though, of what it was. But
I have a picture of him.
I was like, not again. So.
Yeah, it happens booth. When you think people get naked at the airport.
Yep.
Airport is just a stressful place. I was talking to Jake about it recently, and he was like, why is it so stressful for people to fly? And I was like, some people just don't handle it. He's like, it's not stressful to me. And I was like, I know, for us, it's fine. But for a lot of people, even when I go travel with Katie, she doesn't like doing like a lot of TSA. And I was like, I can go through TSA fast. We get pre-check. Like, even if it's, I want to go to another terminal to go to the club. But it means you have to go up through TSA a few times. It's a hassle, but it's not that big a deal. But some people, that just stresses them. It's like, what are you trying to get through there that you're worried about? I don't know.
When I went to visit Erin last week, I had two huge suitcases for her because one was a Mixmaster that I got her for engagement present.
Aww.
So it fit into a suitcase. Anyway, so I went and I checked both those pieces downstairs. Then I went back up to my car to get my suitcase and like my carry-on.
Yeah.
And so, and my backpack. So anyway, I went up to my car and Dave had placed my suitcase behind my seat, not in the hatchback. So anyway, so I went in there and I was like, just, you know, I forgot my rollerboard and I went through KCM and I talked to the girl and everything and I made it through and I got like almost to the gate and I'm like, why do I feel like I'm missing something? I'm like, I have no rollerboard.
Your whole roller bag was not there. Yes, with you.
I ran right back to my car. Now I have to go through KCM again. I'm thinking, oh, they're going to catch me this time, but they didn't. I made it through again.
Did she ask you what you're doing?
Like, no, it was a different girl. Thank goodness. I was going to be so embarrassed. I forgot my bag in my car. That's how stressful it is at the airport.
Oh, okay.
Even for seasoned travelers.
I think I would say it's a senior moment, but.
No, not yet. It's not my birthday yet.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
All right. So when I worked at Americanwest Airlines and I was in the training department, I opened up the new cities. It was super fun.
That's cool.
Uh-huh. And one of the cities I got to open was LaGuardia. And I got to train the gate agents there, gate and ticket counter agents there. And I was there for 2 weeks. It was an armpit. It was an armpit of the airport. And it was like, and people would say, well, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm over in LaGuardia for 2 weeks. They're like, too bad. Too bad you didn't get JFK. You got LaGuardia.
So was that the one when you went out running, they were like, don't go running?
Yes. That was the one that they told me not to go.
Have you been to the new LaGuardia one?
I haven't, no.
Have you been to anyone?
No, but I've heard about it.
Thinking back, because I've been recently, when was the last time I'd been? And when I proposed to Katie, we did it in Central Park. So we flew back there and they've got a whole Beatles thing. So that's the last time we flew out of there, which has been 12 years ago. And yeah, it was a dump. Like it was bad. Because you've been there. We've been there, right?
I've been through there, but I feel like it was possibly under construction. Okay. Or it did feel old, but yeah, it was kind of under construction. So a lot of like boarded up stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was before even like our mergers. So, but now it's probably one of the nicest airports in the States.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen pictures of it?
I have. I think it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
It is gorgeous.
Yeah. And they added a new Chase Sapphire Lounge, which now that I have access to, I was like, I wanted to go try it out. And so I've actually done it twice now in the last few months. They have like a fountain in the middle of it. Like it lights up.
In the middle of the airport?
Of the airport, yeah. In their big like food court area.
Almost like a Singapore kind of feel?
Probably. I haven't done Singapore, but yeah, kind of like that. But it comes from the ceiling into like a water. Like it does it a couple times an hour, I think.
That's pretty.
And it's just, it's big and spacious and nice big lounges and
it's lots just of like, windows. Do they have a lot of?
Oh, yeah. No, not in the lounge. Not in the one that the Chase one, which is weird. That's one of my biggest things I dislike about it.
Pet peeve.
Yeah, pet peeve because it's big and the Chase Everline is really nice. The food's good.
Isn't LaGuardia closer to like downtown Manhattan than JFK actually is too?
Yeah, so that's what I think even a lot of the locals, they would prefer to fly out of there. But because of the rules, they can only fly so far. Like you can't fly a nonstop to Phoenix.
It's too far.
Yeah, so that's why LaGuardia has always been harder to get to because of that. Like whenever we did, we always were connecting through Indianapolis or through
DC. Well, because there was a while where we used to have, they called it like a shuttle service where there was like three different cities that all connected.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They fly a lot, probably. The DC.
It was like every hour they had flights.
Boston, yeah.
Yeah.
So but we always go to JFK because we fly there from nonstop and also we do the layfly seats from the Transcon. So.
Yeah.
But if you get a chance, go. I know people that this is, I think it's been a couple of years it's been open. But now I was like, what happened? Like, this place is so nice.
Well, I feel like not long after it opened up, the new one.
Yeah.
It didn't flood.
Was that the new one? Possibly.
I thought LaGuardia flooded. So you hadn't noticed that at all, though. They've cleaned all that
up. Oh, yeah. No. I didn't see that at all. So.
Oh, good.
And our airline has the lounge there, which is huge. Oh, it's so big.
Nice.
It's like, why do they put the Chase lounges where we already have good lounges?
Yeah.
It's
put really one in Salt Lake.
With showers and everything.
Like, oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Even though you don't have like international coming in there, yeah, they still have
the showers.
That's nice.
Sorry, Marcy. But yeah, I was in there. And in the one, the Chase Avril Lounge in Boston, they have a wellness room, they call it. And they've got one of those massage chairs.
Okay, cool.
Where you lay flat and like it does like the whole body massages part of you just go sign up for it and get to do it.
In the Sapphire Lounge?
In the Sapphire Lounge. That's so nice. I thought that might be like normal, but it's just in the Boston one so far. And then the one in LaGuardia, they offer a facial, a 30-minute facial.
Ooh.
So I was like, I'm gonna do that.
So you did it?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It was nice. So Jake sat and played on his tablet out in the club and I've never had one before, so I didn't know what to expect, but it's like a face massage.
Yeah.
You have good skin. You do. You have good skin. And anyway.
She did a thing on my face where it like turned the lights on really bright.
Were they red?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's red light. Uh-huh.
Probably normal to people, but not to me. But I was like.
Well, so I used to do facials a lot, like with your boys and at the house.
Okay.
And they feel great, right? But when you actually have someone else do it for you, it's amazing.
Heavenly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just like massage your face for like 15 minutes and then put the light. So it was 30 minutes, but it's part of your, when you're in there, you just go sign up for time and it's part of your stay.
That one's in LaGuardia. The facial one is in LaGuardia.
Yeah.
The body massage is in Boston.
Yeah. You know how you have nightmares about work stuff?
Yeah. I actually had one last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I kind of had one, but not a nightmare, like a real life thing where I forgot to bid. Isn't that like a nightmare? Like,
oh, yeah.
But I had put the preferences. So we just did our new bid. And the bid for all of us, all three of us are union. We bid on everything. And it's, we like live by those, the bid. Like, if you have any seniority, you want to be able to. And with ours, we can put some preferences in. And if you're not there to bid. And I got crazy busy in the morning and I didn't see the notifications. And so all of a sudden, I was pulling up to see the flight I was going to be on. And I was like, oh, it's passed. And so luckily, I got something I didn't hate.
So you had done preferences. So you'd already kind of said, these are my top choices.
I didn't completely just like nothing, but still, yeah, I was.
Your whole stomach goes, bleh.
Yeah, but I was driving. I was like, it's passed. So as I'm driving, I'm like pulling up on my phone. Like, what did I get? Well, usually I'm like monitoring it for like an hour before like watching where everyone picks and where I'm going to fit.
So we actually just bid yesterday.
Okay, so you did too.
Normally, yeah, I like to sit there with it for like a half an hour before.
Yeah.
And I usually still always take my top choice that's still left. But I like to kind of go over all the scenarios and stress out and do all that like analyzing before it's time. And then I like am comfortable with my choice. And I was making lunch yesterday and I didn't give myself time to do that.
Okay.
So when it chose my first choice for me, I was frustrated.
So and you
I
had
was,
almost same thing, but yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know if I wanted that. And Tony was like, wasn't that your first choice? And I was like, yeah, but I didn't get to like play out all the scenarios and stress about it already. So I'm stressed about it now. And now I'm like, I said, give me a half an hour and I'm going to be happy with that choice. But just right now, I got to stress over it.
Yeah. Well, you guys are different. The flight attendants are different, right? Because you put you submit everything, and then it just let you know what you get, right?
Yeah, because we go by layers. We have 7 layers. Okay. So,
oh, like 7 layer dip?
Exactly.
That's delicious.
It is. And so I did my bit, and I only had enough stuff for the first 2 layers. I'm like, you don't really want to leave the rest of your layers open. So then I was just like, I'll take any 1-day trip as long as it gets back by 8 o'clock at night and only 2 landings, because we're allowed to pick pretty specific stuff, like only 2 landings.
Oh, you said no Miami.
I did say, avoid. You can even avoid people.
Oh.
You put their ID number in there. But the problem with that is if they bid the same thing you bid, and even if they're junior to you, you won't hold it because
you're avoiding them.
Because they say you would rather not work with them than get.
Yeah.
Instead of just bumping them off.
It'll bump you off.
How many layers with your seniority do you end up going down?
1. Usually 1.
You're the top layer.
Well, I didn't, but the bid we're on right now, I didn't hold London the last week of February because there's no London the 3rd week of February. The plane is out of service. It's in for its C check.
Daisy is so excited for that week. She told me.
Me too. That's what I do. I load London's on Monday, Tuesday. So.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, so we closed 18 minutes early and Tyler texts me, why did you close so early? We're still loading cans down here.
Of course they are.
Right, we're. I mean, I was sitting like a gate away on my tug. I was in the back room. I wasn't loading. So.
He goes, we're still loading cans. I go, Tyler says we're still loading cans.
Oh, yeah. They still had a bunch. Because they wait for bags to come in from the connecting bags that people may have already been on board, but it may have taken a while to get over those. So.
Yeah. And this girl goes, what's a can? I go, well, you know, all luggage goes in a can. And then they put the can on the plane. They go, what?
Were this the flight attendants?
Yes. She didn't know.
Was she a new hire?
No. She's from my class. She doesn't know that all the luggage goes into a can and then we load the can.
Bless their hearts, those flight attendants.
I'm like, oh.
Well, the other day I was pretty excited because I was helping with London and we had 26 passengers coming from Las Vegas and they weren't supposed to get in until about minus 15-ish.
Oh.
And that's when we're actually supposed to close the door up top. That way the ramp downstairs has enough time to make sure all the correct bags are on and whose bags are not, like, right? But they actually gave us 5-minute hold on it. So, like, I stepped in and I told the flight attendants, I was like, hey, we have a hold for these 26 people. And they were excited too because we never get
to hold
any kind of hold. Yeah. That's what our manager on duty was like. It takes an act of Congress to get any kind of hold for London.
Oh.
Yeah. London's hard.
It's very hard to get a hold for. So it was a big deal.
Is it like the most slot controlled airport probably in the world? People that real aviation people, I don't know, but they only have the 2 runways. I mean, they have like, this is when you can land. This is when you take off. Like if you go outside of it, you mess up everything. It's so tight. So just being like, well, just wait 20 minutes. Like, no, they can't.
Well, that's it. And the thing is too, it was a big deal because it was Monday night after the Super Bowl. So we were like, all these people are coming from Vegas.
Okay. To get on.
We had 8 in business that we were missing, 5 in premium economy. Wow. And then, the few in the back. So it was like, that's what our manager did. He was like, these people have spent a lot of money to make sure they're on this, like to get on this flight. So I was happy to get them. It was exciting.
I remember last year, the day or 2 after the Super Bowl, when it was here in Phoenix, it was the same way. It was completely full, where this time of year is usually pretty open. Like I've been loading and our flight's been pretty open recently. You've seen it probably.
Well, I non-revved on Super Bowl. I came home from Richmond during the Super Bowl.
Oh, this year, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I could see coming back, but the thing is that we have like Super Bowl travel from Vegas and trying to get out. And then we had the waste management.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also trying to leave on that golf. Sunday. Monday.
Phoenix Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had so many golf. We've talked about this in the last years, but we have so many golf clubs that leave from Phoenix on that Sunday, Monday. It's carts of golf clubs per flight that's people crazy. Are flying home. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. That's what I don't bid that area for those like 3 days. Even if like the rest of the bid is pretty chill, those 3 days, I'm like, I'm not working out there. That's miserable.
It's enough to avoid it for the whole bid to not have to do those few days.
That's funny.
It's like I don't do international during March either. I don't bid that because I'm not
spring breakers. Yeah,
someone was like, bid that and we'll buddy bid and trade. And I was like, I'm not getting stuck out there for that because it was so heavy for those weeks because that's our peak. Like that's Phoenix's.
Everybody likes to come here for spring training.
Here and then down to Mexico too. So we're both ways. So
okay. So Monique, I came in from Richmond and Richmond was late because they had tire issue. Our plane was late. We're supposed to land at, anyway, I had 40 minutes to transfer. So I made sure I was in row 9 and we got we taxied in, and all of a sudden we made up all the time. So we were all happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 5:30. We made up our time. And then I see the plane go to the J line, the holding line. I'm like looking out the window. I'm in the window seat. I go, no, no, no. And this cute little old lady next to me goes, what's happening? What's happening? I go, we're on the hold line. We're on the J line. We're holding. And she goes, I paid $100 for my friend behind me and I to move up here because we have a tight connection. And my flight leaves at 6:07. Right. And I go, well, what time's your flight leave? She goes, 6:30. I go, I live at 6:07. So anyway, we finally get there and the nice guy in the row in front of me goes, here, you go ahead. And I run like the wind. I only have my shoulder bag.
Okay.
I run like the wind out of there and I'm going from B15 to C15. Oof. I run. I get to C15 at 5:57. Door closed.
Right at my 6:07.
Yeah. And she was rebooking someone in front of me. And behind me were four other Richmond passengers.
Had you already been accommodated on the flight as well?
Correct. Because it was wide open. Super Bowl. So sad.
Yeah.
I was so frustrated. I understood how everybody felt. I was like, dang. And the plane, of course, was still there. Now, here's the funny part. I get to Phoenix. We land in Phoenix. I open my phone and I get this nice little text message. Oh, by the way, your bags are already here. Your bags made that flight. You didn't. But your bags are on there. I'm like, oh.
And some people are always like, I have a tight connection. Is my bag going to make it? I'm always like, yes. Your bag is going to make it. That's a different story.
Well, we can get it on the tug and drive fast as we can across to get it there.
Yeah.
But your little legs usually can't get you down to the concourse, over to the other. Yeah, and over.
Couldn't believe it.
Well, and I also feel like you guys have a little bit more lenience to still keep loading them.
Yeah,
as like
they cut you off at 10, but we can
like
go.
Pressure to shut that door at 10 is, yeah.
But I felt like they could let four of us on.
Well, that's my thing is
it's still before 6 o'clock. Before
if
6.
You're that wide open and you know these people have landed and are running, there's not going to be an issue with bin space. So just let them on. Just get them moving.
4 hours I sat in the...
The biggest take I take like from that is all those hours you put into spin class, is it really helping you?
No. I was the first one there out of everybody from Richmond.
So maybe.
I love when though they do show up and they're holding McDonald's and they're like, we ran here. I'm like, did you? Did you run here?
I was sitting, maybe I told you this already. I was sitting at a gate last few weeks and same thing had happened. And the plane's still in the gate, but they've closed. And people are coming in. And I thought that would be one of the worst jobs as a gate agent.
It is.
To be like, they can see the plane. They can see they're still putting bags on the plane.
That was me.
Yeah. But to have to be like, you have to go talk to someone else. And it's like, just let me on. Like, that would be hard. I mean, if the plane is pushing, they come up, you're like, nothing you can do. Or even if the jet bridge is pulled away. But when it's still up, that's got to be hard for you guys.
Well, that's part of why I was so excited about being able to pick up those 26 people in London. Because I was like, how do we explain to them? That like, at 15, we have to shut the door. Like, sorry. Yeah. Like, we knew you were running. I know you're business class. Sorry. Like, good luck. It's not a fun conversation when you've called the tower and asked multiple times to get like 5 minutes. And they're like, nope. And you're like, dang it. Okay.
Yeah.
We get to be like the mouthpiece that gives bad news.
It's bad.
Like they had to put tarps on the planes. Did you guys hear about Casey?
I know about Casey.
When Staff Traveler. Yeah, put out their thing a couple months ago. I remember thinking, this is really cool. Like, I was super excited about it.
Yeah, because I have a bunch of stickers with Casey on it. And I'm like, okay, why are these? And it's because it's his name. It's a little person. They turn a suitcase into a person with eyes and nose and arms, legs. And they call him Casey.
So what is it? Explain it. What is the purpose of what does it do?
They are like your non-rev travel guru. Like they know everything pretty much.
It's an AI assistant.
Yeah. So one thing I think is cool is sometimes if you're traveling on another airline and you're not quite sure what their dress code is, you ask Casey and they will tell you. Because I think sometimes you kind of get used to what your airline, like their policies are. And so you just kind of assume, well, that's how everyone should be. But that's not true. Some may have that you have to do business casual or like they're cool if you wear
not ripped pants. Yeah, you can't rip jeans.
Or no open-toed, like you have to have closed-toed shoes.
You should anyway. You know, that's my pet peeve.
True. But
okay, so what Casey is like a question and answer thing.
Yes.
Where you go to there and you just type in your, it says, hi, I'm Casey. How can I help you today? And then you just type in what your question is.
Yeah. So here's a couple that it suggests that what things you could ask. So let's see, can I bring a pet when flying a standby ticket with Frontier? So it'll answer that. How much luggage can I take when I non-air with Delta? Give me tips for a city within 4 hours flying from Amsterdam.
So, that's cool.
Have you asked any questions?
So I did. I asked the pet question on Southwest.
Okay. What did it say?
What did it say?
Which the reason why I chose this one is because I've had to deny people flying on our airline that were Southwest employees.
Okay.
That tried to bring a pet, and we don't allow that.
Okay.
And so it was kind of this like sticky situation. So I thought, well, this would kind of be an interesting one. Like, could I bring a pet? And it said, yes, you can bring a pet, but they have specific things. Like it goes over that it needs to be vaccinated. It's a cat and a dog. So then it kind of goes through. What?
It's a mix.
It's a mix?
Oh, you bring a guinea pig?
A cat and a dog.
A cat and a dog. No, sorry. A cat or a dog.
Or dog.
So no guinea pig.
But no guinea pig. Yeah. Okay. So they allow cats or dogs. And so I think it's pretty cool. Yeah. It goes over the pet carrier policy that it has to fit under your seat. They're not allowed on international. So it gives you all the kind of details that you may have questions on about traveling with a pet on Southwest.
Perfect.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I think I have a friend that's traveling from London to Bangalore. And so he came up to me today in spin class and he goes, hey, are you flying tonight to London? Because I'm on the flight. I'm like, ugh, no, I just got back last night. Anyway, he goes, I'm going to Bangalore. I go, are you going on British Airways? And he said, yeah. And I thought, so I asked, how can I fly from London to Bangalore? You know, where are the different airlines? And it talks about British Airways. But the best part about it is it says, here are some steps and tips for planning your non-rev journey from London to Bangalore. And it all on British Airways. Because you know how it's kind of weird to list on them?
Yeah.
Buy you a ticket. They have all these. And it goes through all the steps one by one. So you can screenshot it and then go to your phone and do it. I thought it was pretty cool.
That is super cool. Yeah.
Because I'm nice. Always like, that's all I ever hear from everybody when they're listing on British Airways is how difficult it is. You have to jump through a bunch of hoops.
Well, you're usually always trying to find someone who's done it before.
Exactly.
Who's done this before because they can help guide me. And now Casey will guide you through mm-hmm. it.
That's what recently our friend Kelsey flew on Qatar. Did you hear she said that their dress policy is pretty strict?
I've heard that as well.
So that's what I looked up. I asked like, how's... And it is very strict. Like, so just so you know, maybe you can have jeans, but they can't be, they have to be nice, but they want you like no hats. So it's pretty, like Steve Tao would be very happy with their dress policy.
I feel like I had people who flew on them before going, would they maybe trying to get to Africa anyway, but they were saying, yeah, that button up shirt. Like, yeah, they are very specific at what they want.
Yeah. But this gave it the whole exact lay down that gave the answer. And then another question, or maybe another one, it'll give, because Staff Traveler has a bunch of blog posts that they do. I don't know if it's weekly or even more than that. It's a lot, though, on all different kinds of travel topics. And it'll give you that link to there so you can go read more about if there's more information. Like, I asked, like, what's a good time to non-rev to Cancun? And it gave you good months that are, like, off-peak, but not, like, in the heat of the summer too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's like the kind of the shoulder seasons and why those are good. And then it said, oh yeah, we have a whole blog post about it. So you should click this link and you read a lot more.
So it's like go during hurricane season because it's super cheap.
That may be when seats are open too, but
yeah.
But no, it's a cool little feature that they've added. So to get to it, you just go to, and we'll put the link into the show notes. So look at the show notes.
Is it just on the web link right now? Because I was trying to find it on the app, and I don't think...
It might be. We'll have to see it and bring it up again. Nonrev.ai, and that'll take you to Casey. But they know they'd posted about it on the social media, Staff Traveler had. And so we'll have to link those in our... So you can go through social media.
Yeah, for sure.
One thing I did ask Casey was because a friend of ours, of the Nonrev Lounge podcast, Lucky21B to be, you know... Dallas, that takes such great airline photos. Not better than you, though.
Thank you.
Just, you know.
Not a competition, but
I'm still your number one fan.
Thank you.
Anyway, he is going to Panama. So we were talking back and forth on Instagram over things, and I had to look up in Panama because that's where I found a great rum bar in Panama was on Staff Traveler. Because you can write little things about where you've been, and they'll put it on Staff Traveler to help other people find it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
nice. Yeah, yeah. So if you haven't already, go sign up for Staff Traveler and go check out this if you already have it, and ask questions and see what you can learn or how it could help you. So I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Big shout out to Lawrence. That's why I guess it was his baby. So
yeah, very cool. So. You could have said, how long does my visa need to be valid?
I thought about asking that.
To get it to.
Can I get in Germany with less than 3 months? I'd be like, no, dummy. Listen to our podcast. Let's talk about our meetup. It's been a couple of weeks because we haven't actually recorded since before then, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we would have talked about it. So we met up kind of not last minute, but just a couple of weeks before. It wasn't like a big like planning for months in LA for Lara's birthday.
At Proud Bird.
And we had a good showing.
We really did.
I think it was at 44 or 45 people I counted. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the map, the people came from all over the country, a lot of back east.
Yeah, that map was fun to see where everyone had came from.
Yeah. And then even Henry that had flew in from London. He had been in London. So all over. And we got to meet a few new people.
We did.
Lori from up in...
Uh-huh. Lori Fredericks from Seattle.
Seattle. And you got to meet Patrick.
I did. I like Patrick.
From Dulles.
A lot.
So we got to meet a few new people and see people that we haven't seen in a long time. So it's good.
And the Next Trip podcast came. Drew from the Next Trip podcast came and he brought Ian and Patrick.
It was fun for me to see Nicole again.
Yeah. I know, me too. I didn't know Nicole was coming until that day and I got really excited. I never get a chance to talk to her. Every single meetup, I've never sat and chatted with her except at her house.
Oh, really? Oh. Mm-hmm. She seems a little more zen than I'm happy for.
You know why?
Because she doesn't work for the airlines.
Oh, she's eating meat again.
Is she really?
She's more zen.
She was at the time, but.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Do you want to name some of the people that came first, or do you want to name the people that didn't come first?
No.
Because I have a list.
Do you have a list of who didn't come? Really?
No. Well, I can make up a list.
No, but I was super excited that Brittany came because she flew into, that's the sad part, is our flight from Phoenix to LA was, it looked like it was really full.
Yeah.
And then it fell apart at the last minute. And so she did not know it was going to fall apart. And she ran over to Orange County and then rented a car. So that was kind of a bummer. That kind of bummed me out. But she also brought me those really cool glasses and a sash, which was kind of fun. And Kelsey, it was fun seeing Kelsey right before her big trip.
Yeah.
To Singapore come. And I got a super cute glass from her with a picture of my favorite airplane, the AmeriQuest livery, taking off. And did you know that DJ Spotter took that photo?
That's cool.
Yeah. David Jurito.
And that's my family went the day before because that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Your family went the day before.
Why are you upset about that?
I got excited. Oh. I mean, I feel bad that you guys went the day before.
Thought you were attacking me. No, because the flights filled up so much, I said, let's just get a hotel and go the day before. And plus, they've got those game lounges that my kids love. So they were good all week, like Christmas, to go play in the lounges.
And like, then you guys got all middle seats.
Oh, yeah. That's the flight.
Yeah. Every single person in your family, all five of you, were assigned a middle seat.
Yeah. We were all assigned middle seats. And luckily, including my three-year-old. Can imagine? So my boys would be fine. They're ages 8 and 5. They have the tablets. They'd be fine. We're even talking about letting them fly by themselves here in a few weeks. So that'll be like without adults. But my three-year-old, my Diablo baby, she would be insane. Even like for the hour flight, she would be touching and standing up and so luckily Katie's belting her into the back row and she's on the other side of the back row in the other middle.
It's so funny.
And the lady sees her belting in this three-year-old by herself and be like, and so she moved. And then the same next to me, I was supposed to be in the middle, and a guy slid back and pushed his friend to a middle so that I could be by Chris.
Oh.
So he would have been fine. But yeah, when I went up to the gate a little bit early just to be like, I'm here. I've got kids. And he was like, oh, well, like, I'm still trying to get paying passengers' families together.
Yeah, it's been tough. They used to kind of hold the last row for us at the gate to have space for standbys or just people with kids to kind of like navigate that. They don't hold that for us anymore. So now it's just kind of like a free for all.
But yeah, Brittany didn't take that flight. And I feel like that LAX flight always.
LA and Vegas fall apart a lot.
Okay. I made the same mistake Super Bowl weekend though. So my stance is, and it's probably different with different airlines. If there's zero seats, you look good. If it's negative, then I start getting worried. And Jake and I flew to Vegas the Thursday before Super Bowl. And then we took the Layfot seats out. And I decided there's zero seats. Let's go to Orange County. That was wide open. And then Southwest on Orange County into Vegas. And as we were on board, I looked back and there were seats open. Because well, Vegas, said, but it was...
In your defense, I don't know if I would have been as confident of Vegas falling apart before the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Because I'd have been like, everyone wants to be there. Everyone's going to show up. Like, this isn't a business, hidden city kind of situation. Like, people are, they want to be in Vegas.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a good, but yeah, so I was, and that was like, I wanted to fly on the Layfot seat. And if we didn't get there, I was kind of hung out. But usually that might, and I think like if you work for Frontier, you may be like negative 10 is good because there's so many no shows because people buy $20 tickets and they just no show.
Yeah.
So it's probably different, but for our airline, I usually feel safe at zero. And Brittany, she went that and then it opened up and she could have. So I think it for yourself, find out what that zone is for your airline, what you feel comfortable with. But I feel like usually zero, unless it's this express flight, because it's just a smaller chance.
Likelihood is a little bit less since there's less people. Yeah,
but if there's like our friend Chrissy that was on the show, she was being on a 777 the other day, and she was writing us saying, "I don't know if I'm going to get on. There's only like so many seats open." And I was like, "There's going to be no shows. Like you're going to have on that big a plane, and your positive seats up. I'm like, you'll get on."
But those four people in front of her still showed up.
They still she didn't get the Layfot seats, but she got on.
She got premium economy.
Yeah, she got good seats though.
So. Well, that's it. I was working a flight today, and it was going to Denver, and I had a D1 and then a few D2s and some D2Rs, or like employees or whatever, blower. And we only got the vacation pass on. And as we were walking down, I was like, aren't you so glad you used your vacation pass? I was like, because when you use a vacation pass and then buddy passes also get on, I'm usually like, dang it. Like, you know what I mean? A regular standby would have worked. Like, but I was like, not today. I was like, you used it and it worked for you.
Good, yeah.
That's what I always tell the gate agents when I'm using a vacation pass and they come and they say, hey, will you take the jump seat? I go, man, I burned a D1. I burned a D1. That happened out of Cancun. I felt bad. I said, I'm so sorry, but I burned a D1. Plus, I had cocktails earlier that morning. So I'm like, I can't sit on the jump seat.
You weren't eligible.
I wasn't. No, not if you're
not legal. Yeah.
No.
You should just tell them that every time if you don't want to take it in. I'm not eligible because I,
But it was fun to see a lot of people, though.
It was really fun. And Claudia came in from Dallas, and she gave me these really cool stickers. They're like runway signs with my initials. Those were cute. My initials and what I wish my age was on there. That was nice. And we got to talk about Beryl.
Yes.
Beryl came in with a cake.
That cake was beautiful, too.
So pretty. And it was our airline colors.
And it held up so well.
You would never know she hand carried that from. Yeah. Dallas.
Her tears really held it together.
Her tears?
Yeah. When she was making it.
Always. And then when you cut it open, all those little blue balls came out of candy. And I go, oh, look at all that candy. I go, I love those little blue balls. She goes, oh, I knew you would like those blue balls. That was cool. And then she brought like corporate gifts for everyone. I thought that was really cool to bring the corporate gifts for everyone. The very best thing she had was she had bought a 737 window from AmeriQuest Airlines. She had bought it from Captain Lance from Wild Bird Art. You know, if you go back to our episode 145, that was who we featured on that episode. And it has a certificate of authentication with it. And she brought a Sharpie, and so everybody signed it. And that was pretty cool. So now I'm going to mount that.
Did you clean it?
No.
I didn't know if your OCD would be like,
yeah, to clean it.
No, I actually don't want anyone's signature on this.
Well, and the funny thing is I hand carried it to Richmond, Virginia, because I wanted my daughter's signature on there.
Oh,
so I hand carried it to Richmond and back.
Yeah, I thought it was a super cool, super thoughtful.
It made me cry.
Yeah, gift.
She told me about it, and I was like, "You're gonna make Lara cry, right?" So, I knew that was gonna be.
Yeah, I cried. It was a great gift.
Well, that's it. As people were signing it, I was explaining. I was like, you know, this is actually from AmeriQuest, and Gerald was like, holy fuck.
Steve Tao's husband.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. You got to see them too.
I got to see that. Steve Tao and Gerald.
We had just seen them like a couple of days before.
Yeah. They stopped
by. But it was fun to sit and visit with them. Because
you saw them in Phoenix, Sky Harbor.
Yeah.
Airport. Oh, and your son gave me a Lara bar, a candy bar called Lara bar.
He was like,
that was really cute. Mm-hmm.
Did he get it from the video game place?
No, we have a box of them.
But when they were in the grocery store, he wanted them because it had my name on there.
Yeah, he wanted it for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cute.
Oh, that is cute. Cute.
And Lori Fredericks gave me from Seattle, she also gave me a mug. What are those? The drink cups.
Like a tumbler?
Yes, thank you. And it has our airline colors on it, the airplane. And then it has our logo, the Non-Rev Lounge logo on it and my name.
Super cool.
How cool is that?
Yeah, that was really nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. Really nice gift. And Tom Rainey came in from Louisville. Positive space. He had to buy a ticket. He bought a ticket. And he gave me Louisville, Louisville socks and Louisville shirt that says all the different ways you can say Louisville. And a really cool backpack. And it says Muhammad Ali Louisville Airport. Okay, so Dave and I didn't know the Louisville Airport was the Muhammad Ali Airport. That's pretty cool because Muhammad Ali lived here in Phoenix.
I think he was from there originally though, right?
Okay, maybe that's why. Oh. But it was really, I've already worn his socks twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they good luck?
They're good luck. They're good luck non-rev socks now.
Good.
Oh.
Yeah. So it was nice. And then Michael Fisher came in from Columbus. That was fun. And he was really kind to, I met a plane spotter years ago when he was just a kid. Of course, now he's in ASU. And here in Chandler, but I follow him on Instagram and he always tags me in his photos. And he and his parents drove all the way over from Chandler to come to my party. Uh-huh.
Oh.
And to meet the fellow plane spotters. I said, if you come to the party, you can meet Scott Mitchell Becker from San Diego, because he came up with a whole bunch of his kids that he mentors into plane spotting. And the cool thing about Scott Mitchell Becker is that he does helicopter spotting. What's the name for that?
I think that's what they call it.
It's just spotting from a helicopter. So he's getting pictures from up above rather than down below.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So I got to introduce, I saw him and Connor talking for a while. And then Michael Fisher was really kind to Connor and showing him how to, so that was, it was pretty cool to have all those fun people. And Nicole was there, all those plane spotters. And Beryl was out there with her new camera.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love these plane spotters. Matthew, Rosie, and their son Matthew Jr. were there.
Yeah, I was going to see them. They're not on the road.
Yeah.
They fly a lot.
They posted today.
Oh, they're traveling again?
They're traveling again on our airline.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's so weird that they haven't been on my flight. And Chelsea was our cool photographer that day, taking pictures of all of us. That was nice.
My family showed up.
That's right. Tracy came in with her family. That was so fun.
Tracy and Steve and the boys were there.
It was cute because I really didn't get much of a chance to say hi or them. And then when they left, it was cute because they came over to say goodbye. I thought that was really sweet.
I know I didn't get I wanted to talk to him a little bit, but it was so busy that day. Did you make a good impression? Because he's the one that can set us up with cool stuff in LA.
I tried to be nice.
But yeah, it was good to see her again and good to meet him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris and Shauna were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really nice too. Chris and Shauna.
They drove over too.
And they drove over. Wow.
Would you drive to see Lara's birthday? I know.
I would drive to her house.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris and Shauna drove. That was fun to see them. They were quite fun to hang out with, too.
Yeah, they're good people.
Yeah, they were running around just asking people questions. Trying to get some truth. And Rico Torres came in from Atlanta with his boyfriend.
Through Detroit.
Yeah, that's right, because something happened. And he ended up having to go through Detroit. And he came in at the last minute.
I see, because I think we were having to skedaddle at the time he was almost getting in.
Yeah, and his boyfriend, Veracino, so nice. Such a nice man. So that was kind of fun seeing them. And Caden came in and plane spotted.
Yeah, and a nice chat with Caden and Rico, so that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and at the very last minute was Henry. And then he walked me to my gate.
Oh, nice.
Aww. Bridget's fiance was there.
That's right.
Drew was there.
Yeah, my son Drew. We should mention Drew. Drew did come on his one and only day off. And then he left early to get out because he had to fly the next morning at 4 a.m. He had to be an instructor at 4 a.m. So he left early with Britt. And when I came home, he left a note on my mirror that said, "Mom, I had a wonderful day celebrating you and meeting your friends and celebrating you. Happy birthday."
Like, he's so sweet.
It was so nice.
Yeah, Bridget's lucky.
Yeah.
Did he say, "You owe me one"? That's what, as much as I love the Dallas meetup, and it was still tops, it was so busy, I didn't get a talk. Even this was busy because there's still a good amount of people but I got a more chance to sit and not be in charge as much, even though.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to take a picture. Yeah. So it was nice that Dave took some pictures and Kelsey took all those pictures. I need to get them from Kelsey.
It was fun, though. Thank you for everyone that came and joined us.
Thank you. I was so honored. Really honored. So thank you.
Yeah, it was fun to kind of be like, that's why I was thinking how cool it is with our jobs that we can just be like, let's all meet up for lunch. And for the most part, we can do it for free. A few people paid for it or, you know, drove, but it's not something that a lot of people can do. We just be like, let's just meet up somewhere and be able to afford doing that.
And, you know, the people had never been there before, like my husband and Drew loved Proud Bird.
Oh, really?
Couldn't
believe it. It's a fun place.
Yeah. And who was, someone was there saying that this is what they should do with that empty land in Phoenix. Was it you that saying that? There's some empty land by the runways that they should put in like a Proud Bird.
That'd be cool.
That would require the airport to.
But it's the friendliest airport.
Yeah. Anyways, so everyone loves In-N-Out, which is great location. And it's, you can walk to it. So you can get there easier than you can Proud Bird. Proud Bird is really cool. It's just a cool location, cool views. Kids can go play on the play area. You have good food. Okay, so it was cool.
And I did hear from people that wanted to come that didn't come, like Annie from Seattle. Oh, Airplanny. What's her name on Instagram? Airplanny.
Is she the dentist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She's so nice.
She is nice.
She texted me and said, I'm so sorry. But it was so cool that Tom Rainey came.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
He had to come a couple days. He came early too because he had to come all the way from Louisville.
Yeah, and then he stayed the night. And so
I know. How cool was that? That was so nice.
So, anything else you want to say about your meetup? We got to see a special plane.
We did get to. Okay, so yeah. Not only that, President Biden came in for my birthday, and so Air Force One came in right at it came in early too because it was supposed to come in at like 4:15. I thought, we're gonna miss it because the party's from noon to four. But it came in early at 3:15, and you should have seen everybody run out to the field to get photos.
Did you guys get a cool photo of it?
It wasn't close. It was the other runway. So, no, if you wanted good ones, you had to go. But we could still see it. You could still see it come in and land. So that was kind of cool.
Was we were going to the airport, we saw a bunch of helicopters.
Going
like,
over the area.
Yeah, that's what it's like. I don't think it was necessarily like his right before him. I think they probably have extra Marines and people that come in.
Yeah.
Kind of sets it. And that's what we kind of saw, I think.
For security, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was probably five or six of them.
Once you see those, you know it's getting close, though. Like, exactly. Yeah, it's usually like within 15 minutes. Because a couple years ago, it came to Phoenix before the last election. Like Trump came like six times, I think, in a year. So I kind of see it a few times. And so you kind of, they shut the whole airspace down. And it's cool to see them, though. It's cool to see Air Force One.
It was cool.
Well, it's a 747, right?
Yeah.
So that is really cool.
For your birthday, Monique decided that we're going to roast you.
Oh, roast me? I saw that on the script, but I'm like, what? I thought that was like not.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Do you want me to go first? Or do you want to?
You go first.
If you cry, we'll just cut out and we'll act like we never memed you. You ready? All right. Lara is so skinny that every scene is like a first class seat.
Lara is so nice. She makes Mr. Rogers look like an a-hole. It's not
going well. New hire flight attendants are not sure if they should be more jealous of Lara's seniority or the fact that her holding vans makes more money than theirs does.
That's a funny one.
That is good.
Lara brings so many treats and gifts to the gate agents when she's non-revving, we call her Santa.
Oh, that's nice.
When Aaron and Drew's friends told your mama jokes, it was never mean things, but instead it was inappropriate things they wanted to do with Lara.
Well, that's kind of true. Because one of Aaron's friends said something. I came home and I said to Dave, I go, what's a MILF?
I only have one more.
Okay.
That's it. Lara's so skinny that she has to jump around in the shower to get wet.
My next one was a skinny one, too.
That's all right.
Lara's so skinny that in a pinch, she can use her forearm as a floss.
Were you too scared to do that after I was snippy yesterday?
No.
Okay.
You had a second day.
I had second day syndrome on Tyler. There's like dead silence on our text. And then he goes, you need a Snickers bar. And then he texted me a little while later. He goes, where are you right now? And I said, I am still on my way home. I'm still not home. And he goes, okay, because Monique's on her way over with the Snickers bar.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we love you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate you are that. The celebrity of our show.
No. And we can talk about the present you just presented me with today. Tyler took a beautiful picture of the Medal of Valor plane and had it blown up and beautiful frame. And Katie put Flagship Valor on it. And there's two challenge coins on there. It's for my airline. So anyway, thank you very much.
That Beryl helped donate. So
that Beryl donated. So thank you, Beryl, for that. Yeah. Thank you, Beryl, Katie, and Tyler.
You know, you need to do an honor flight now.
I do. And then I should bring it with me.
That would be cool.
Yeah, and get my picture in it, holding it. I'm going to do that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But is it hard to hold? Because is it all volunteer?
No.
Because did you try to do it last year fell on your reserve month or something?
Yeah, but the lady who schedules all that felt bad for me because I was on reserve that month. And she said, next time remind me that you were on reserve and I'll, you know, give me special consideration.
Awesome.
So
very cool.
You have to be off those days, but that's no problem. I can just drop a trip or something.
But it's volunteer though?
It is volunteer and you do not get paid. Okay. And they do not get you there. So you have to get there.
But if they do it from Phoenix.
Then I'm there.
But do they put you at a hotel or do they just deadhead you home?
They probably, I don't know. I know the whole thing's volunteer.
Does that mean you don't have to wear like a uniform? You can just wear whatever?
No. I think you wear your uniform. Okay.
Well, because they'd have to bring it back. They have to get the people back.
But usually a couple of days, right? Don't they?
It's like a different crew that may work.
What they usually do is turn. That way multiple people get the opportunity to work it. So you work it one way and then you go home.
Okay,
and then another crew goes there and then they work it back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool the way they do that.
But would that be disappointing? Like if you have Laura there and then they're like, where's Laura again? And they're like, oh yeah,
she's at home.
You have a standard.
She's in London now.
You have a standard crew.
You know, that would be a bummer. Beryl's friend Randy that she works with, he's in charge of those. So I can just give him a little email.
Well, thank you for listening, everyone.
Yeah, if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us at the Non-Rev Lounge Podcast at gmail.com.
And we haven't had anyone leave a review in a while. So if you're new and you have left a review, leave us a review. We appreciate those.
Rate and review. 5 stars.
All right. See you next week.
Stay safe.
Bye.
This has been Non-Rev Lounge. This episode was sponsored by Staff Traveler, which is the number one app to get your non-rev loads. It is used by over 700,000 people from all airlines the world over and built to make your non-rev trips easy and stress-free. Sign up now for free at stafftraveler.com/non-rev lounge.
Also, Air Force One is a very good movie, if you haven't seen it.
Is it?
With Harrison Ford?
I love Harrison Ford.
Or was it good when you were like...
Probably.
Okay, maybe not be as good. I just watched it like 6 months ago, I'm like, I used to think this was good.
Oh, really?
But it was good, though, because you got to see a lot about Air Force One, a lot of what, like, went down in the kitchen, and they were chasing him in the kitchen, they were chasing him in the cargo hold, they were chasing him, so it was kind of cool.
Well, the end scene where he's like, get off my plane, and then he pushes him out.
That's cool.
That could happen on your birthday.
It could have happened on my birthday. Yeah. So that was the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's cool.
Beryl's cake.
I feel like you're not talking into the mic.
I don't know. My headphones are very soft, so I don't.
See, I'm having erection problems right here.
Oh, you've got this.
I think the opposite of erection problems.
Tell him it is your birthday and you need it to cooperate.
Why isn't that?
I think you need to try this one so it'll come up. Loosen. Turn it.
Then it falls. I'm all indignant. Then it falls. I feel like I'm a real radio DJ now.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big girl.
You were talking to the side right here. Oh. Now you're talking into this.
There's Laura.
Yeah, we missed you. Your voice is back.
Thank you.
So
you have good skin, too.
I need to get back to doing my weekly facials, though.
You have beautiful skin.
Well, her eyelashes covered up, so you can't see.
Yeah, see, the bigger they are, the more it covers. Now I want a facial.
We'll go to LaGuardia.